This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and health news channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Sasha Lofredo, Vice President of Medical Services at Marathon Health, an on-site health care provider. Dr. Lofredo will be speaking to us about population health management. Dr. Lofredo, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome, and thanks for your time. So for starters, get into what is population health management?
Well, that's a good question. It actually started out mostly as a public health term where those in public health would be looking at defined populations of individuals, whether it's a community or a state or a prison, and really trying to identify what the biggest health risks were to that population, what health interventions they needed, what their current health status was. And it's really also evolved at this point into not only do public health departments continue to focus on population health and the status and the health, you know, items that might feed into that health status of the population, but also primary care is now focusing on population health. And on the front line, doctors are using population health as a strategy to take care of their patients. And at the company I work for, Marathon Health, we really do a hybrid approach. We have lots of population information that we can stratify our different patient populations with to identify who's the riskiest group of patients, who has, you know, a poor health status that we want to address with group interventions. But we also take care of patients individually at our health centers and tailor our care to that patient and what they need. So we really have that kind of hybrid approach where I work.
And Dr. Lofredo, what are the characteristics of a successful population health management program?
Well, I think that the first is really having access to good data about the population. So there's a variety of sources of data that can feed a population health program. And you want to make sure that that data is not only accessible to the providers, but that it's also, or to the people that are interpreting it, but it's also a source where those people can input information so we can watch the changes to the population health over time. So at Marathon, we have an electronic medical record that provides all this population health data about each health center's patients. Our population that we take care of is not necessarily a zip code or a neighborhood, but it's an employer who asks us to take care of all of their employees and those employees' families. And so we get this population health information in our medical record. We can sort the population by those who have diabetes and try to outreach to them in order to get patients with diabetes into our diabetic education program. We can sort it by who might be at highest risk for future disease, so we can outreach to them and get them in to help them address some health risks that they might currently have. And we also use that same medical record to document the care of each individual patient and each of our outreach strategies, so we can go back and see what's worked, what hasn't, what we need to tweak. And so the data is probably the most important, like that two-way interface with the data is one of the most important elements of a successful program. Active outreach is very important, making sure that we're targeting the highest risk individuals who have the either already kind of a poor health status or are very much at risk for that. So we will design programs for those groups. And then also, again, that individually tailored care that the medical providers are offering their patients when they come in to be seen. And I think focusing on the whole person, not just their physical health, but really looking at some of the other things that feed into their current health status.
Also, what impact does population health management have on physical health?
Well, I think that there's four key areas that Marathon, the company I work for, and other successful population health management practices would use to identify the impact we're having on physical health. And the first aspect is prevention. We are all about preventing disease before it happens. So we identify patients who might be at risk for developing disease and outreach to them, and whether it means they need cancer screenings for colon cancer or cervical cancer or breast cancer, or whether it means that they might have risk factors, strong family histories of heart disease, so we should bring them in to screen them for their cholesterol and their blood pressure, because we want to prevent disease before it happens. And for those patients who are already well and don't have a lot of risk, the second thing that we really focus on is maintaining their wellness. We don't ignore them just because they're already well. We really do outreach to them, attempt to educate them on things they can do to maintain their good state of health, whether it's dietary changes they might want to make, trying to lose a little weight, or starting to exercise, get better sleep, reduce their stress, those kinds of things to maintain wellness. Thirdly, I think managing chronic disease is a really big part of population health. So we know that a patient has, we have this population of patients that have diabetes. So we want to reach out to them and get them into our health centers, where our marathon clinicians actually go through the standards of care in our EMR for each chronic disease. So we use the most current evidence-based guidelines. We actually have them in our data source, our electronic medical record, and we go through, does that diabetic have his foot exam? Has he seen the eye doctor? Does she have her immunizations? Has she had her labs? And we track that, and we will outreach to our patients who are not meeting what we call the standard of care for their chronic disease, because we want to try to prevent that disease from getting worse or causing complications. And we'll also do the medical management. So if they need their medicines tweaked or the labs ordered, we can do that. And the fourth thing that can really impact physical health, that's the most exciting thing to me, is that at Marathon, we focus on trying to reverse some chronic diseases. So we know that adult patients with diabetes, for example, often have diabetes because they're not eating healthy, they've gained weight, they're not exercising, and we can work with them over time to adopt some healthy behaviors and maybe get them tapered off of some of their medicines, maybe get them off medicines altogether and almost reverse their chronic disease. And that to me is a really big component of the impact on physical health, is taking a patient from having several chronic diseases to really getting them off almost all of their medicines and getting them to the normal blood pressure or the normal cholesterol, that kind of thing. It's very exciting.
Absolutely. Today we are speaking with Dr. Sasha Lofredo, Vice President of Medical Services at Marathon Health, an on-site care provider here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Lofredo, what other factors should be taken into consideration beyond physical health?
Well, we all know, we all hear this phrase, the mind-body connection. And at companies like Marathon, we really firmly believe in this. We got to move beyond just the physical. The physical is all the lab results and the medicines the patient's on and whether they're breathing okay and whether they have stomach aches and things like that, to the mental and behavioral health aspects of a patient, because we know that patients with uncontrolled depression or anxiety or significant stress, that's going to have a huge impact on their physical health. So we really look at the whole person and incorporate a lot of mental and behavioral health aspects to the care we provide. So we, in our health risk assessment, we do screening for smoking behaviors, substance use behaviors, and depression, things like that, because we want to also identify those patients that are having behavioral or mental health challenges that might ultimately impact their physical health. And so that whole mind-body, they go hand in hand, and it's really a big part of what we do at Marathon.
And looking ahead, what do you see as being the future of population health management?
Well, this is interesting. A few months ago, Marathon Health released its initiative, Population Health 2.0. And that is an initiative that moves beyond the physical and behavioral mental health, but to also start incorporating aspects of an individual's environment and their social situations, because we know that those can have an impact on health as well. And interestingly, just in the past couple of days, the American Academy of Family Physicians is announced that they're launching an entire initiative aimed at these, what we call social determinants of health. So I feel like Marathon's really on the cutting edge of that. We're, you know, we got our paper out before theirs, but it's really where we're looking at the environmental aspects. Where does a person go when they go to work? And is that in a healthy environment? Are they sitting in a chair for 8 hours at a time, or do they have opportunities to be moving? We know that patients that sit for most of their job have higher health risk. So we look at the work environment in terms of, is there fresh air in the building? Are there places for the person to go walk outside during breaks? Are there healthy foods in the cafeteria? And then we take it beyond that to just the patient's overall environment. Do they live in a safe neighborhood? Do they have access to transportation to get them where they need to go for medical appointments, things like that? So that environmental aspect is really something that I think is in the future of population health management that we're starting to do. And then the social aspect. Are you supported? Do you have good social support structure at home and at work? Are your relationships healthy? Do you feel that you have somewhere to go that's safe to manage your stress, to talk about problems you have? And then even beyond that, financial stressors, all that socioeconomic stuff that you hear a lot of public health people talk about, we're starting to incorporate in our medical practice. Does our patient have a literacy level where they can understand what we're telling them about the health? Do they have financial problems that are preventing them from seeing the specialist and affording the copay or buying their medications that they need for their chronic disease? Do they have legal struggles? Are they struggling with immigration issues? There's all sorts of socioeconomic factors that feed into a person's overall health and well-being. And I really feel like that's where the future of population health management is headed.
Dr. Loffredo, quite informative, and really appreciate your bringing focus to population health management today on this episode of eHealth Radio. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, advice, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Well, I think anyone who wants to try to implement a successful health population health management program really needs to make sure that they have an electronic medical record like the one I use every day that provides that data on the population, but also on the individual patient, and acts as a two-way communication tool, data source, and that has active outreach and engagement strategies to bring that high-risk population into the health center, really creating programs and interventions that are tailored to each health center's population. No two Marathon health centers are the same, because no two populations that we take care of are the same. And likewise, really tailoring the care we provide our individuals to their own physical, behavioral, social, and environmental health needs. And lastly, I think it is really having an interprofessional team. Every Marathon health center is staffed differently because the needs of the population are different. Some populations have really heavy nutritional issues that need to be addressed for their diabetes or their high blood pressure. And so we might have a registered dietitian on site. Some populations might have lots of musculoskeletal concerns. So we might have a physical therapist as part of the team, as well as nurses and health coaches and medical assistants and physician assistants, nurse practitioners, physicians. The whole team is involved in taking care of that population.
Before you go, Dr. Loffredo, where can listeners get more information on Marathon Health, and how can they also be in touch as well?
They can go to our website, which is www.marathon-health.com, and there's all sorts of information about what we do, and as well as some patient success stories. It's a great place to get more information.
Easy enough. Well, Dr. Loffredo, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and we really appreciate what you're doing in the space. And thanks for your time and joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
We have been speaking with Dr. Sasha Loffredo, Vice President of Medical Services at Marathon Health, an on-site healthcare provider. And for more information, simply visit marathon-health.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio. and the healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.